Vav Masa Perkei Mishneches. Hamarcha Yain V'Shemen L'Chaver. A person sells wine or oil to his friend. V'Hukru Osho Huzlu. And it goes up in price or goes down in price. Im Ad Shaloi Nismales Hamida L'Mocher. If the Mida, the measuring cup, whatever pitcher, wasn't filled up yet, it still belongs to the Mocher. The buyer can reneg. It was never a sale yet. It was still belonging to the Mocher. The Rav says we're dealing with a third party gave this vessel. And he lent it, pretty much, he's lending it to the seller until it gets filled. And once it's filled, now it is being lent to the buyer. So the din is like this. Before it's completely filled, it still belongs to the seller. But once it's filled, now it's borrowed to the lokeach. He is now borrowing this kli. And the kli, therefore, since it belongs to him, even though it's only temporary belonging to him, he acquires it through the kli. And obviously, we're not dealing in Rishus HaRabim. We're dealing in the Rishus of the buyer or a simta. This is an area that's not Rishus HaRabim. Vimhaya sarser b'neihem. And if there was a broker between them, the broker was the one that owned the barrel. Nishbara achavis, nishbara l'sarser. He's the one that lost out. We don't say that, I was just the sarser. The broker's going to say, I was just, the shliach of the lokeach, and really it should belong to lokeach. No, you're a middle party. You're purchasing from one person and selling to another person. And if it broke, that's your bad. Mishnah continues, v'chayv lahatiflo shalosh tipin. The seller has to wait 3 drops. Pour everything out into his kli, and you don't have to sit there and wait forever because there's always going to be some remnants, residues stuck in the seller's kli, but you have to wait at least that it should drop 3 times. Hirkina umitza harei hu shel moicher. And as you turn it over, and there's stuff that gathers at the edge of the barrel, after the 3 drops come out, and there's still some leftover that gathers there, that the mocher gets to keep. The lokeach, the Rav says, is nisyayish from it. So the mocher gets to keep that. V'achenvani einu chayv lahatif shalosh tipin. Tanakama holds that a chenvani, though, not a baal bayis, a shopkeeper, when he sells, he doesn't have to wait for 3 drops. Because he's so busy, he can't be dealing with waiting for it. And we don't make him do that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Erev Shabbos im Chashecha Pater. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we only say such a thing when it's Erev Shabbos, where he's really busy. That's where a chenvani doesn't have to wait for the 3 drops. But normally, he does have to wait for the 3 drops. The Rav says, Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.